Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
One of the things I didn't say at the beginning of the meeting, and I will start saying them, these statements again in future meetings, is it's really important to try not to make things personal at the podium, because then everyone feels like they have to defend themselves. It also happens to council members when they feel something personal said about them. They feel like they need to defend themselves. Staff feels the need to defend themselves too when things get said about them. So it's really helpful not to say personal things about each other. Just stick to the facts as best as you can. There are a couple of people in this room who may still feel like they need to clear the air to make sure their part of this situation is understood, and you're welcome at public comment to say what you feel you need to say.
There's a lot of air clearing that goes on at the Milton City Council meetings. There's a lot of he said, she said, they said, we said, a lot of mine, a lot of the view. But, you know, it is what it is. It is our favorite local soap opera. So Mayor Heather Lindsay returning to work after a couple of months away, after she lost her job at the city of Pensacola, which more on that in just a moment. But she was talking about the upcoming hearing at the time for last Thursday, which has since happened. I'll tell you the result in just a second.
As far as my report goes, I wanted to let the public know there is a hearing at 8:30 on Thursday in the case that the council approved Mr. Andrade to file against me.
What? Excuse me.
I can make a report, ma'am. Unfortunately, the wonderful event
is coming
up. Point
of order.
I am trying to speak, if I may speak.
Sherry Sebastio trying to interrupt her, and I have my rights. The witness has rights.
I am allowed to make a report to the public about the expenditure of taxpayer dollars. I am disappointed that the Attorney General, which has a mediation program for public records disputes, was not consulted. I wish that that advice had been given. I wish that we could have tried to resolve our differences that way, because I had not been notified until after I was sued about the details about what was considered to be missing, so that I could actually review and try to correct mistakes.
A little bit of background. There's longstanding bad blood between Heather Lindsay and Alex Andrade. She's the former attorney. She left or was removed, depending on whose version you like, and then he was brought in. And so one theory is that she's long held a grudge about that. She had been the assistant city attorney at the city of Pensacola. That relationship ended. We'll, again, get more on that in just a second, recently. And she was reelected mayor, okay? And then he, last year, had asked for some, there was public records requests for various communications from all kinds of people in the city government. And they were not provided. They just were not provided, even to me. I don't make a lot of public records requests, but I had made ones that were not provided. And so in the end, this led to, she has blocked Alex Andrade on her cell phone, will not take his calls, will not take his text, even though he's the city attorney. He says she's not providing records that she's supposed to provide. Eventually, this wound up with the city actually allowing him to sue her in court to get the records, and even to go for like the metadata on texts and phone calls with like the cell phone provider. The judge has since given that permission. So if there's a preliminary ruling on this, it's that, yeah, there's probable cause that she hasn't provided these records, and therefore, you know, there's enough to go after these other records to verify whether she has or has not. That's kind of where this all stands. She is upset they didn't go to mediation with the Attorney General. Back to Mayor Heather Lindsay's comments at the meeting.
Unfortunately, I had no idea. Except
point
for
of order, you're not supposed to talk.
I am allowed to talk. I am a party in a lawsuit, and I am allowed to make a report as
and we
mayor.
Are your client. We are the ones.
You're not my client, ma'am. You decided to sue me.
That's
you
right.
Decided to sue me.
And you
me.
Cannot.
And
Alex,
I'm allowed to speak. It is my First Amendment
Alex.
Right. If I could afford a lawyer, my lawyer might advise me not to speak. But I was fired from my full-time employment, so I do not have a lawyer.
which is a change of story. It's what I strongly suspected was the case, but now she's officially confirming that she was fired from the city of Pensacola. It wasn't a mutual breakup or whatever. And, you know, remember the letter of resignation, and then I asked DC, did she get fired, let go? And he very diplomatically, as is appropriate, declined to get into it. And well, now she's saying that she was fired. For what reason, again, not exactly given, but, you know, I have thoughts, but it doesn't really matter. So she was fired from her job at City of Pensacola to focus on, and now she's focusing on being the mayor again.
I understand now that he has these concerns about the records and he wanted them produced. I've done my best to comply. He sent me a very helpful document on May 20th to help me understand how to review everything and make sure that I could respond fully, and I appreciated that very much. I don't appreciate that no lawyer was ever offered to me to help me.
And of course, typically the city attorney would be the one to help you go through your texts and your phone records to figure out what's a public record and what's not and what's responsive. But since she won't talk to or take calls or texts from Alex, it's kind of hard for her to take his advice on this. And anyway, there's more coming just a moment. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call them by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. If you're traveling Davis Highway and Olive Road, we've got an accident, but it's off to the road, off to the side of the road, not seeing any roadblocks associated with that one. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you have a pest problem, you've got fire ants, you got regular ants, you got mosquitoes, you got roaches, you got termites, you got, you know, stuff that's pests and you don't like it, the fleas, whatever it is, you can call NSEC. They'll come and take care of it with guaranteed results. Professionally trained technicians come out, eliminate the pests in and out of your home and take photos and give you preventative measures and make sure to prevent them from ever coming in and then stand by their results. That's what they do. Fire ants have got a one-time program where they treat the soil one time and then they're gone for a full year. There's $25 off a new annual fire ant contract right now. Mosquitoes, multiple different elements of this process, but really getting at the breeding grounds and making sure that it's tailored to the specific mosquitoes that are pestering you. $50 off any annual pest control contract that's new right now. Estimates are always free. Find out what you can have, what the process involves, and get signed up at NSEC, ENSEC.net. Back to the city of Milton, where the drama never ends. Mayor Heather Lindsay.
Everyone knows that I blocked Mr. Andrade on my personal phone because of the way he has treated me. What y'all don't know, and I'll go ahead and share this with you, I reported to work at my full-time employment on March 27th. I had stroke-level blood pressure. City Clinic sent me to a doctor for evaluation. I have been to several healthcare providers. I'm on 3 new medications. I was instructed not to come to the City of Milton meetings for my health. So I am sorry that I missed those meetings and I could not directly respond to questions about what I had produced and what I had not produced, but I did follow my doctor's orders.
So last hour, and I mean, I believe her. I wouldn't want to do her job in the City of Milton council meetings either. But last hour we talked about the great butterfly gang war of 2024, I'm not kidding, which is the most Milton thing ever. And now the City of Milton council meetings are actually a health risk. I mean, it's a serious thing, but it's kind of like the Milton City council meetings are so bad that they're actually dangerous to the health of the mayor in particular, which I understand. And she goes on and she says, you know, I'm hoping that we can be productive and not destructive. And
you've suffered a lot of confusing situations. There have been things that have said that have been said and done that I don't understand still to this day. I still have strong beliefs about what was said and done that I think was wrong. I'm allowed to have those opinions because I'm an American citizen and there's a constitution that allows me to think for myself.
Sure. I mean, of course, right?
And so I will continue to do my best to serve because I love my hometown. And I do love my fellow man, even when my fellow man doesn't love me.
Painful, right? But that's also politics, and that had come up as well earlier. We'll, again, get to all of this throughout the course of our, you know, several acts of Milton City Council Melodrama Theater. I didn't catch this person's name. I maybe should know, but one of the citizens got up and was now angry at Jeff Snow and Alex Andrade for perceived insults they were delivering via facial gestures while Heather was talking about her health conditions. I'm not kidding. This is a constant refrain, is the criticism of people smirking, laughing, mouthing words. It's so dysfunctional.
And it's not time for public comment, man.
Make a public comment. I just want to say that I really observe mouths, faces, and I'm appalled to see you, Mr. Snow, and Miss you, Andrade, laughing at her when she was talking about sickness. As a nurse and the passion of my heart and what I deal with and have saved many lives, it really disturbs me on you two men.
I'm going to address this.
I watch, and I don't know what's going on. I don't care. No. Because if we look like a freaking circus.
You ever have like a, I don't know, a family that bickers? And when you're at, and so I feel like this has become not the Milton City Council meeting, it's the Milton City Council family bicker session, you know? And it's just not great.
Y'all two should be ashamed of what I've just seen. And some of you didn't see it because your heads were turned. You didn't really notice it. I did. Because I really pay attention. And Mr. Andrade, I seen your lips when you actually told someone that those guys would not be on that planning board after Mr. Snow was telling the Texas.
Texts, I think, is what she's saying.
Well, I'd like to address you if you'd want me to. Because you're completely wrong that I'm sitting here smiling about any comment. No, you can have, no, you can watch all you want. I'm just telling you, there's numerous people in you and your group over here that always make these false accusations. And then you're trying to grandstand in here to make everyone up here look bad. I mean, we should keep our face in a box because we can't move or look or do anything because they tried to mislead this public. And I'm appalled at what she said, and she proved my point. She walked right out of the building.
City Councilman Jeff Snow. So there you go. There's another installment of the clearly not yet canceled Days of Our Milton series. For those of you who are just joining us recently, back in January, the new and very temporary city manager, Scott Collins, said that, you know, he'd heard about this radio series, and he and I had talked also, and I said that this series is going to get canceled. Not yet, baby. Not yet. I will say this, you know, I don't get a lot of chance to praise the city of Milton. I have a good news note. Ed Spears, who is the new, he's kind of the apprentice city manager. He'll take over when Randy Jorgensen retires. He's the economic development director officially right now, and also, again, the future city manager. But he said this.
And the third request is from Visible Changes Barbershop. This is one of our program's big success stories. They received our very first grant ever in 2018 for their barbershop. They have outgrown their space and are relocating to a larger shop, which will be next door to Planet Fitness in the shopping center there. With 50% of all business startups failing within 5 years, they've made it and continue to thrive. And I'd like to congratulate Mr. Bennett on 6 years of success and growth.
Outstanding. And by the way, that's always a bit of the irony here, is that in spite of all of the crazy drama and bickering and weirdness and personal grievances and grudges and he said, she said of the City of Milton council meetings, The government itself actually runs fairly well. I mean, you know, and they do a lot of good things. And the city's great. Like, the city is a great place to live. I mean, it really is. You wouldn't know it by watching the city council meetings. But the city itself is a really, really amazing place to live. 623 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, buying or selling in Milton, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you got in mind. But I say it really is a great place to live. You know, Christina Leavenworth, she can help you with that. Either way, both ways, whatever. Sold 175 homes last year, which is pretty amazing. Only having done it now for about 7 years, which is also just amazing to be so prolific in such a short period of time. Back when the markets were hot, you know, they were selling homes same day, multiple offers above list price, which, you know, you put a sign out, it's gone, right? But even so, it was helpful to have a realtor to get the best price selling. Now is when it's not as hot and when, you know, interest rates are high and people are concerned about the future and things aren't happening quite as quickly. Now is really the time when you benefit from having a great realtor, because how you photograph the home, stage the home, list it on social media, set the price, set the open house, all of that stuff is designed around a formula that gets these kinds of results that are incredible for people. And if you're buying a home, same kind of thing. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leaven Rinke Realty.
Pensacola Scenic 90 Cafe has been shining bright with some of the best Southern-style home-cooked food around for 25 years. And to celebrate their big anniversary this June, you get the gifts with 25% off lunch and dinner entrees all June long. That shrimp and crawfish Savannah? Yes, perfectly cooked ribeye, 25% off. It's happening through June at the Diner's Home at 701 Scenic Highway in East Pensacola Heights. For more information on Scenic 90, visit them at scenic90cafe.com.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, spend the evening with your neighbors at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. Come for the art from local vendors, live music, food, and fun. See gallerynightpensacola.org. The Bushlight Fishing Rodeo is this weekend. Check out the action at Flounders Saturday 2 to 7 and Sunday noon to 6. See pensacolasports.org for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Wow, Damian, you truly outgayed yourself.
Mean Girls is such a great movie. It really is, and no, not the new one. It's not that good, but the original good one. John Pickens got traffic on the fives for us now. John?
That's right. Still, if you're on Davis Highway and East Olive Road in all directions, there's an accident there. It's causing just minor roadblock, but the accident's off to the side of the road, but you're still going to see delays. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need to get your import serviced, your BMW, your Porsche, your Mercedes, your Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, your Lexus, go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and also now right here on 29 on Pensacola Boulevard. They are right across from the Walmart Supercenter, so they've opened their second location, just opened their second location, 8969 Pensacola Boulevard across from Walmart. They'll take care of your import. They'll take care of your domestic. They'll take care of your Chevy, your Ford, your BMW, whatever it is. And, you know, sometimes people think you got to go to the dealership. You don't. By law, actually, you're protected that you can not be forced to go to the dealership. You can go anywhere. And, you know, sometimes the dealership, especially for those foreign cars, is at a distance. Like, in, you know, if you got a Porsche, you take it to Destin. Nope. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto. They'll work on these cars. No problem. The idea there is that they want to see the car for the routine maintenance to prevent the big problems, you know, like a healthcare clinic for your car. It's kind of represented in the website name, that philosophy, carclinicservice.com. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and on US 29. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The shooter that killed five people and injured 19 more in a 2022 shooting at an LGBTQ club in Colorado Springs has been sentenced to life without parole. Anderson Lee Aldrich pled guilty to 74 federal hate crimes and gun charges in connection with the shooting. He received a sentence of life without parole plus 190 years yesterday. A Republican lawmaker asking YouTube if they've changed their content moderation policies regarding firearms because of influence from Democratic officials. Congressman Jim Jordan sent a letter on Tuesday to YouTube's parent company asking for its communications with the executive branch and other entities regarding changes to their firearms policy. And Justin Timberlake now out of jail. He was arrested on suspicion of DUI in the Hamptons on Monday. He was arraigned and released from custody yesterday morning.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Can I give you just a brief contrast? You know, City of Pensacola used to be a little bit dysfunctional, the council meetings. They have gotten so much better. They're actually very boring now. Kareth Fidler, the city manager, just resigned for personal family reasons. It has nothing to do with anything bad. But his send-off comment.
I'll be here till July 5th, so I'm sure I'll see you guys around. I'll communicate with you guys between now and then. So thank you.
Well, I won't speak for everyone, but I'll absolutely miss working with you.
So. That's Casey Jones, City Council President, Charles Baer.
And Mr. Fiddler, you know, I was talking to Don about this the other day. I applied for the position that Mr. Fiddler, that Kareth originally came into as the Assistant City Administrator, and I confessed to Don that I'm glad I didn't get it because we would have missed out on Kareth, you know. And I was definitely not the most qualified. You had all the qualifications, and you have treated me with respect from day one, even when I was just a candidate.
And even Allison Patton, I mean, not even like there's something weird about it, but just in addition.
I would also just like to say to Kareth, I will miss you. You
just, it can be that way. Just look at Gulf Breeze. Look at the city of Pensacola. It really can be, you know, healthy and normal and good.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Putin in Pyongyang, Russian President Vladimir Putin visiting North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, signing a strategic partnership agreement, replacing previous deals signed in 1961, 2000, and 2001. A Republican House primary in Virginia is too close to call.
GOP Congressman Bob Good, who chairs the House Freedom Caucus, seeking a third term, but Donald Trump's backed state Senator John McGuire has mounted a strong challenge. Ballots remain to be counted, but as of midnight Wednesday, McGuire led Good by 327 votes, or 0.52 percentage points, out of 62,495 ballots.
That's Fox's Ted Linder. Baseball Hall of Famer Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid, died 93 years old. He made 24 All-Star teams, won two MVP awards, and won a World Series with the New York Giants in 1954. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. Right now we've got 79 degrees. It is partly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. The Orange Beach doctor that saved one of the girls attacked by a shark in Walton County a few weeks ago was recognized by his hometown city council this week. He got a standing ovation as he was given a plaque. And Dr. Ryan Forbes was on vacation in Rosemary Beach a few weeks ago when 15-year-old Lulu Gribbins and another teen girl were attacked by that shark. It was the day when there were two reported shark attacks within just a few miles of each other. Lulu lost her hand and part of her leg in the attack. WKRG reports she had surgery last weekend and is now recovering and in good spirits. An arrest has been made for a sexual assault that happened in Santa Rosa County back in May of 2021. 35-year-old George Griffin is currently being held in the Santa Rosa County Jail with no bond. According to an arrest report, the victim said she'd agreed to meet with Griffin for a kiss behind a cottage after roll call when he allegedly pulled her pants down and sexually assaulted her. The victim reportedly provided police with text messages between her and Griffin from the days after the attack showing it was not consensual. The warrant was issued in 2021. Griffin was just arrested last week in Escambia County. Jail records show his home address as being in California. Well, many city and county offices are closed today because of Juneteenth. Some operations that are still open include the Perdido Landfill, clerk's offices at the M.C. Blanchard Judicial Building, the Theodore Bruno Juvenile Building, Century Courthouse and Public Records Center, and the Osceola Golf Course and Roger Scott Tennis Center. ECAT bus is also not running today, but the Pensacola Beach trolleys are. Three people taken to the hospital after a crash on Michigan Avenue yesterday. That happened in front of a car dealership on the 2300 block when a car and an SUV crashed head-on. Channel 3 reports that several people had to be extracted from their vehicles, and EMS took three of those people to area hospitals. There's no word on anybody involved's current condition. Despite continued opposition from Commissioner James Calkins, Santa Rosa County leaders are advancing plans to become the new home of the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office. Last week, the board voted 4-1 to convey 4 acres of land on Commerce Road. That's where the new facility will be housed. Calkins had a years-long feud with Dan Shebler, who resigned as county administrator, now serves as the District 1 Medical Examiner's Director of Operations.
We had a former county administrator, Dan Shebler, that started this process while he was county administrator. And he set himself up a job for the medical examiner. And he ended up leaving. And my take on it had to do with taxpayer money being spent on this.
Calkins also pointed to political differences, saying Schebler had recently hosted a fundraiser for Congressman Matt Gaetz's primary opponent, Aaron Dimmock. Texas bracing for rain today. There's a disturbance in the Gulf expected to become the first named storm in the Atlantic hurricane season.
Right now we're looking at widespread rainfall totals of 5 to 10 inches, say from the Houston, Galveston area to the west across portions of the Texas Hill Country, down across Victoria, Corpus Christi. We could see isolated rainfall totals as high as 15 inches in portions of the mid-Texas coast.
That is Michael Brennan, the director of the National Hurricane Center. The disturbance is expected to become Tropical Storm Alberto at some point today, and that could bring rain as far east as southwestern Louisiana. 6:35 right now, News Radio, and John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're at Davis Highway and East Olive Road, you're going to see an accident that happened there. It's all to the side of the road, but I'm seeing some major delays, so my advice, take Creighton if you need to get on either side, or Davis Highway to get on either side of that accident. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We can expect partly cloudy skies on Wednesday with high temperatures around 90 degrees. That's right on top of the normal high, which is 90. Chance of rain today sitting at 30%. We'll see a couple of afternoon storms. Heading into this evening, partly cloudy and those lows back in the upper 70s. A usual low is about 74. I think for us on Thursday, again, partly cloudy. Chance of rain a little better, more like 50% by Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Christian Garman for WEAR.
And right now it's 80 in Pensacola, 79 in Gulf Breeze, 79 in Milton. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Jim Chesnell with Your Money Now. If you're looking for work, it may be wise to gain some artificial intelligence skills. New research from consultancy PwC concluded that jobs in the U.S. that require AI skills pay, on average, 25% more than comparable jobs in the same field for those not requiring such skills. That includes various jobs ranging from app programmers, lawyers, and accountants. One researcher said that countries and sectors that have a high demand for AI skills tend to see higher wage premiums, especially if there is a scarcity of skilled professionals in that region. Despite enthusiasm about the expected arrival later this year of personal computers capable of handling artificial intelligence software tasks, this year's global PC sales will likely be flat with 2023 figures. A new forecast from market research firm IDC puts this year's PC unit sales at 206.2 million. The tepid outlook due in part to a likely decline in sales in China. That's Your Money Now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Shows in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know that the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 12th of July. This special broadcast is presented by Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. It's The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15.
on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You've just discovered you have...
bed bugs? What do I do? How to get rid of them? I haven't a clue.
Lori and PJ know just what to do. At Davis Hardware and U-Haul, they have the solution for you.
Hi, can we help you?
We have bed bugs, more than a few.
They are a bugger to eradicate, but we can guide you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul employees know what happens when infestations get out of hand and have the experience to help you get rid of your uninvited bedmates.
Thank you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul on L Street just off Fairfield in the center of Pensacola. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, and Saturday, 8 till noon.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
One, two.
So we can transition over here.
Okay.
Do we want to deal with the closed door right now, or do we want to deal with the nearest threat that are open?
I would rather go to the open door.
Cool. So you start working towards your open doors, and you want to limit your exposure to the others.
Well, I hate this.
Hard, right?
All right, that is just a small segment of the first run I made through the Escambia County Sheriff's Office Shoot House training, where, in case you're just joining us, we've been talking about this for about a week now because it was such an interesting experience. It taught me a ton about what I don't know, even as much as I do know about law enforcement. I don't know very much still, and that was a good reminder of it and how challenging the actual live encounter using firearm situations can really be. For those of you who've been in the military, you're more familiar with this, but for law enforcement, what they do is they've built a new facility. It's amazing where they can set up a house, set up different configurations, move doors, windows all over the place, put bad guys up, you know, good guys up, civilians up, and even have, you know, real live people portraying the roles inside. So it's as real as possible to learn how to not just shoot the weapon, but go through all the decision-making process. And I had a first run. It was not super terrible, but it was not great. And the debrief I wanted to share with you as we walk through the scenario, because it was so informative about all the things I didn't know and about all the things that it's interesting to hear what they have to learn in order to be capable at this. Because in the old days, it's just like, here, hit this paper target. Okay, you did that, qualified, good. Here's your gun, go. You know, like that was kind of the amount of training. And now, because of more incidents, but also because of better professionalism, it's really training on all of these things. So Drew Killigan, Lieutenant, and Josh Hendershot are the ones, Sergeant Josh Hendershot are the ones walking me through this.
So we had the one cop I saw here. I didn't even see this one.
Behind
and
me.
And then in terms of my inaccuracy, we got one on the arm here and one on the chest, probably not down. And then this
they
one.
They use simunition so you can see either the holes in the target or where the paintball exploded, and you can walk in through the first room, had two bad guys and two cops in it.
And then this one to the hip and one to the arm, also so, probably not down. So I moved too quickly through this room.
So I'm going to ask you another question, right? So as you move through here, do you think your anxiety and your uncertainty and the nervousness and all that stuff continue to increase as you work through the evolution?
For me, it was the opposite because it was all new and I got a little more comfortable with the activity.
Let's look at something now.
Now, whether that translated, true, I don't know, but that's how it felt.
This was the next target you engaged.
Yeah.
What am I focused on?
This is a guy holding a machine gun pointed at me.
My second round.
Okay. All right.
So, again, are we moving too fast? What do we focus on? And when you see these, in most of these shootings, you see the weapons. That's what people focus on to identify good versus bad.
Sure, sure.
That's where all those shots are going. Oh, bad guy, back. Right? Because I see the fire.
We made this kind of fun for you. Because
yeah.
The realism of nine bad guys in one house.
Right.
I mean, we're talking more like Call of Duty, like a video game.
Right.
Which typically
but happen. Also, this would have, part of this was probably the swinging you were talking about swinging instead of pointing.
Yep. Yep.
So it's less in control.
So what he's getting at in that case is I shot the gun. I didn't shoot the guy, I shot the gun. Because where do your eyes go? Your eyes go to the gun to recognize it's a threat, but where do you shoot? You shoot where your eyes go, right? So bad habit. And also swinging the gun up and down with your arms like you'd see in the movies instead of holding it in front of your chest and simply pointing it out at your target. Then we went on and we're talking about, okay, now that I've shot him, now what?
Gauge the guy, so no matter what, we made a hit, but we would have come in here and driven him to the ground, possibly still pointing a muzzle at me.
Okay.
So I got to finish the fight, and then I got to figure out a good place to be in this room to cover down this guy while the rest of my backup's coming here, because I've already been a rock star. Is the guy down? Is he cuffed? Does he have an alternate weapon still on him? Do I know any of those things?
Okay.
And
have I bothered to check for any of those things? And the answer was no.
So would you have stopped even in the first room then because of that? Or just depends on the scenario?
Can I shoot a guy and leave a moaner groaner with a gun still laying on the ground?
Okay.
I mean, let's look at the real world.
Yeah.
So typically, they're doing what you're doing. Like, if I set somebody up, they're going to go room to room to room. They're going to shoot all the bad guys, and it's going to be like a video game.
Yeah.
The real world does not work that way. Once you've caught it, you're going to clean that. You're going to deal with it, unless there's an extenuating circumstance. This is a hostage thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're making your way.
Keep screaming.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're making your way to go do a rescue. That would change things, which we were kind of getting to.
And then part of the other training, right? Because we talked about shoot, no shoot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a moral and ethical decision to make, because I've got this guy here that's still alive.
Right.
But yeah, there's more shooting. What am I going to do?
You can't keep shooting him if he's not a threat.
Right. There's a reason that there's attack med active shooter.
I mean, it'd be simpler if you could just shoot him a few more times, right? Because then he's definitely not a threat anymore. You can't do that. They're now back to being a non-threat. Therefore, your obligation is to save life.
So we're going to save good people, but what else are we also obligated to do? Even though I shoot you,
right,
what's my obligation?
It's life-saving. I mean, right? You're ultimately life-saving.
I have to transition from shooting you to disarm you, to cuff you, to start trying to save your life. And people don't think about that. It's like not like the movies. As soon as we shoot you and secure you, it's our
everything you know on TV is false, right?
And our guns run dry.
It's our obligation. We have to start doing life-saving measures.
And, you know, and that's just sort of the start of the thinking about the complexity of these situations. I'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America's powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses. So you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/banking for business to learn more. Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024. If you're traveling still on Davis Highway and East Olive Road, we're seeing backups headed southbound right in front of the hospital right there, and also seeing backups northbound. So just be aware of that. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. So back to the debrief of the experience of the shoot house and all of the complexity and difficulty of what you have to think about and going through these scenarios. You know, what if you happen to be in a school? What if you're dealing with, you know, screaming kids running around? What do you do when you've got a bad guy bleeding out over here and you've shot him and he might have access to a second weapon? There might be more bad guys. You don't know.
What we have to train is just like everybody hears, right, adrenaline, right? It comes in, but what the physiological changes with cortisol and everything else, cortisol doesn't allow you to feel empathy. So if you've ever watched a shooting where a cop stands there and they're holding it, it's not because they don't want to, it's because they haven't de-escalated enough in their mind and start to reset some of those levels that they can act.
Mm-hmm.
So until some of those hormone balances, and those are all things that we have to teach, that we have to instruct. So it's more, there's so much more involved in training than coming here with a few tactics and killing a bad guy. The aftermath of this is 10 times harder than, think about if you went to a school, right? 500,000 kids. What do you got to do after that? Okay, the threat's down, you got that secure, but now I got to count for 1,000 kids.
Where
are they? Right? They've ran, they've hit. I mean, so just think about the aftermath of these incidents, and it's 10 times harder for them to learn and understand than it ever will be to shoot back at.
Yeah, it's so, my basic conditioning is, you know, video games and movies, right? Or playing airsoft or something.
Yeah.
And so, which are all terrible practice for. Well, mostly
don't
terrible.
Don't tear down airsoft too much.
What's that?
Don't tear down airsoft.
No, I mean, I feel like that's been my best training, and
you
know,
sets,
yeah.
Does it give you the realism what you have to do in this job?
Right.
And knowing how it translates into this job, right? What the good parts are, what the good parts are not, right? Or bad parts are.
Absolutely, and that's the point. Is, you know, what you think from civilian exposure to, you know, bad guy situations. Is even the best version of that is still completely inadequate. And dealing with just simple tactical things, like if your gun runs dry and you've got to reload, were you paying attention to that? And then how are you standing in the room or in the hallway or not? And are you exposed when you're going through that? Because that was one of the things I ran into is, you know, by about bad guy number six, I was out and needed to reload and didn't realize it.
All right, so how bad did I do on the other guys?
Well, let's go see.
Your engagements were pretty good.
I was definitely in my brain thinking I needed to go fast.
Right.
Like that was a basic requirement.
The thing is, I'm the mantra in the back of your brain. If you were like a cadet, I mm-hmm. would have been grabbing a hold of your shoulder, slow down, process mm-hmm. what you got. Because everybody has like a little computer processor in their brain, and you're having to process this room and make decisions on it. And are you standing in the threshold when you're making the decision? Mm-hmm. I don't want you all the way in the threshold. I need you to be moving at the speed that you process information.
Okay.
So we have to be, when we're training the guys, we have to be that voice in the back of their head giving them the information about, hey, processing the room. So we made it to this area. Again, we were kind of in the threshold, but the engagement's not bad. We can see two engagements here.
Hey, I won one.
Yep. Here, and
first time I probably didn't get dead in the whole simulation, right?
I'm marking around, that's just where it skipped off.
So okay.
Actually, we have another there.
So. There we go. Now
it only took me being dead four times already before I started to win.
Hey, now you are.
He engaged the vest and finished him with the
John Wick has nothing on you.
two torso shots.
All right.
Good.
So at least in terms of what I was trying to accomplish, I was doing it. So yeah,
so we engage this guy. What do we end up with after we
empty
engage this guy?
Empty magazine.
Yep. So that's the reason, like, you're so focused on everything out here that you had no idea this gun had drive.
Yeah.
So what do you think that whenever I was bringing up that I drive the gun to things, what do you notice that I notice whenever I've disengaged this guy, I break the gun down, what am I seeing?
You'd see it empty. Okay.
I would see that I've broken the gun down. I noticed okay. that I'm empty. So I'm moving this room, and I may have even
you can
see that
reload
guy
immediately.
There.
Yeah.
I'm breaking this gun down. I'm making my movement to cover during it, and then I'm engaging this guy from here. Or I may have backed around the corner because I'm like, oh no.
Right.
And I've caught that gun that it's not in battery anymore, and I need to do something to fix it. It's a reload, it's a malfunction, whatever it may be.
So what he's getting at is you're so busy doing the process of thinking about targets and aiming and shooting and trying to stay alive and not get shot wherever that you don't even pay attention to something as basic as whether your gun is out of ammunition. But typical is to pull it down. But if you pull it back towards your chest right in front of your eyes and you're looking at that the whole time, you would immediately see it. You wouldn't be surprised by it. And even if you didn't feel the difference or weren't counting the shots, you would know it because you'd see it with your eyes. And then you'd be able to deal with it by moving to cover or moving to a safer place to you know, to either reload the gun or if it's a jam, that same kind of thing.
One more thing to look at. As you started to move and you said you started to feel more confident, look at the spread of my shots and look at the placement as opposed to the first one.
Right.
And then this is your best one of the day.
Oh.
Look at these two.
Hey, I did what I'm supposed to do.
That's money.
And we went through, and it just was a tremendous learning opportunity for me, a recognition that, this takes practice, and that's their goal. The goal is professionalism through practice so that in a real situation, they're better able to save lives, including their own and the lives of other people, to make good decisions in all of the complex scenarios that a cop is likely to encounter. And do keep in mind, I mean, most cops through their whole entire career don't ever shoot their gun, but they've got to be prepared for it. You know, and you play like you prepare, right? You play like you train. And so the idea is to train as if and to get really proficient at doing all of this stuff. And so to me, the investment in this facility, the willingness to train and to learn how to learn best practices and learn ergonomics and upgrade the weapons from Glocks to SIGs because they work better for these particular, like all of it speaks to a completely different kind of policing force than we had, say, when I was growing up. Or anything that you think of historically, the way this Gambie County Sheriff's Office and PPD and GBPD and Milton and Santa Rosa, what they do these days to be professionals is just outstanding. I did do better on my second run. I did do better on my third run. I didn't kill any civilians. I managed to identify non-threat. I mean, you know, I did better, but nowhere close would I be to the level of competence and capability and relaxation decision-making that you'd need to go out in the field. And to me, that was the takeaway. 6:53 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. If you're 64 turning 65, you're going to convert over onto Medicare from whatever insurance you've been doing for most of your life. And I know it's different and weird and scary, and you're getting phone calls and you're getting emails and maybe you're getting letters and you wonder what's Medicare Advantage and what's, you know, supplements and what's prescription coverage and what's Medicaid and does that apply to me? All good questions. Very easy to answer. I've got a good friend, Ricky Stewart. She's been doing insurance for a while. Her whole family does it. This is the one slice that she does. And she'll help you answer those questions, and get you situated over onto Medicare. Look her up online, Ricky Stewart Insurance, or give her a call, 341-2185.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516. Or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Party down with a big bang. Shelton Fireworks has been in business for over 40 years. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks, the largest vanilla cakes, and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's has got it. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonfireworks.com, home of the big ones.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us today at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
If the good Lord had intended us to walk, he wouldn't have invented roller skates.
Two, three, four!
Good morning, 657 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News, and if you're thinking about your next vehicle and trying to decide if now is the time, let me just say, Frontier Motors has designed the buying process to be easy. Like, I know nobody likes buying a car. I know I don't. I mean, I put it off because I don't like the process. I don't feel overwhelmed by it. It's going to be a financial commitment. I feel like I'm going to get taken advantage of. All of that stuff, right? And even just the inconvenience of, I just want to browse the cars. Why do you keep pestering me? Leave me alone. I want to shop. Well, Frontier, they get that. And they'll let you shop. Like, all the cars are open. You can go sit in them, try them, do whatever you want. If you want to drive one, I mean, you do have to ask for that, okay? But drive two or three or four. There's 300 on the lot. Drive a couple. See what you like. But take it at your pace. And then if you want to look at a price, they can look at a price. And, you know, if you need to negotiate, and you can negotiate. And then they'll, if you buy a car like we did, you buy a car. I mean, it's just, it's meant to be easy. That's the idea. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Congress is moving forward on another sale of weapons for Israel. The two top Democrats had been holding that sale up due to concerns over how Israel was using the weapons, but Tuesday, both Democrats approved the $18 billion package, which also includes 50 F-15 fighter jets and air-to-air missiles. Baseball, mourning the loss of a legend, Willie Mays died on Tuesday at 93. He played for 20-plus years, most of them with the San Francisco Giants, and lots of accolades, 24 All-Star teams, two National League MVP awards, 12 Gold Gloves. And bad news, Andrew, for night owls. There's a new study out of Stanford University that says going to bed late is bad for your mental health. Researchers said that going to bed before 1 a.m. reduces the risk of developing depression and anxiety, regardless of your chronotype.
Does the study indicate how long they slept or when they woke up?
Because
they might be like, you just don't get enough sleep. I just don't know.
That
I'm assuming
could
they control
that could
for
be.
That.
I'll have to get more info on that.
All right, David. Thanks so much for the update. The Milton City Council Melodrama Theater, Part 3.
Listen on air at 92.3.